Okay, so here's some examples of secondary dominants used in popular music. I'm going to play through these examples. If you want to hear them in context more, you go to David Bennett, go to YouTube and type in David Bennett secondary dominants, where I took these examples from. So the first one is "All You Need Is Love." It's like we're in the key of G. All you need is love. So that B7. Is like a three dominant chord, which is the five chord of the six chord. So I analyze it as one chord, the G, B7 is the five of six, and then E minor is the sixth. All right? And the next example is in 9 to 5. So it's enough to drown. So that the second chord, G#7, is a dominant two chord, which acts as a secondary dominant to the five chord C sharp, which is taking us back to the key of F sharp. And then Dancing Queen, song's in the key of A. So this little bit, it's like. So that C sharp 7 is a dominant 3 chord, which takes us to the 6th chord, which is F sharp minor in the key of A. Okay? And then the next one, Big Girls Don't Cry, is in the key of G. It has an E7, which is the 5 chord of the 2 chord A minor. So the E7 is the 5 chord of the 2 chord, which is A minor in the key of G. So 1, and then 6 dominant, which is the 5 of 2, 2, 5, 1. Okay, next, Hey Jude. We're in the key of F. And anytime you feel the pain. So that F7, it's a 1 dominant chord, but we analyze that as the 5 of 4, because it's the 5 chord of B flat. And taking us to the 4 chord of B flat in the key of F. Next, in Bohemian Rhapsody, we're in E flat. That little spot. And so the D chord is acting as the 5 chord of the 3 chord. So the key of E flat, the three chord is G minor, and the 5 chord of that is D7. But you don't have to have the 7th. You don't have to have the 7th present in order for it to act as a secondary dominant. In other words, it doesn't have to be D7 to act as a D7. In other words, if the chord was D7, E flat to D7 to G minor, that's a secondary dominant. And if the chord is not a 7, just regular D, it also acts as a secondary dominant. Like. That's one of the points he makes later in the video, and that's a good example right there. Next example is Piano Man, key of C. The regular crowd shuffles in, there's an old man, etc. So that's in the key of C. So C over E, that's in first inversion, 1 chord. I just wrote 1 there. And then D7 is the 5 of 5. The 5 chord is G7 in the key of C, and the 5 of that is D7. So that's a secondary dominant right there. So 1, secondary dominant, 5. Alright? And next is Time is Running Out. This is in A minor. You have a B7. Back to A minor. So that B7. In the key of A minor would normally be B half diminished, but instead it's the 5 chord of the 5 chord, and it's sort of just more juicier. Like if you had a regular 1, 2, 5, that would sound like that. But if you have a 1, 2 dominant 5, it sounds like this. More more forward motion. This is why people use secondary dominance. Next example is Maxwell's Silverhammer. We're in the key of D. So Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine. Da, 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 da. And that B7 is like the sixth dominant in the key of D, which is acting as the five chord of the two chord, E minor. All right. Next is Delilah. You have you're in A minor. And this is a very common device. You have a, even though you're in a minor key, when you're going to the four chord, you do a one dominant to get to the four minor. So. Okay. Next example, Mr. Sandman has multiple secondary dominants. We're in the key of A. And it goes 1, 7 dominant, 3 dominant, 6 dominant, 2 dominant, 5, 1. And those are all secondary dominants of the chords that they're leading to. So like the 7 dominant is the 5 chord of the 3, C sharp minor. But then you have C sharp 7, which is the 5 chord of the 6 chord, which would be F sharp minor. But you don't really have that either. You have F sharp 7, which is the 5 chord of the 2 chord, B minor, but you don't have B minor, you have B7, which is the 5 chord of the 5 chord, which is E7, and then finally back to A. So just look at the analysis and you'll see what I just said. And then George Gershwin, I Got Rhythm, you're in, this is like, where's the melody? I got rhythm. And then the bridge is a 3 dominant chord to a 6 dominant, and 2 dominant, 5, and you're back to the starting point in the song. The 3 dominant is the 5 chord of 6, which is G minor in that key, but you don't have G minor, you have G7, which is the 5 chord of the 2 chord, which would be C minor. But you don't have that either. You have a C7, which is the 5 chord of the 5 chord, which is F7, and then finally back to 1. So similar to Mr. Sandman, you have this whole string of secondary dominants. And then this is Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is shown because it's an example of how the secondary dominant does not have to be a seventh chord to act as a secondary dominant. You're in the key of B flat. So you're in B flat, and then the secondary dominant would be like a C7. Which is the 5 chord of the 5, which is F7, and then back to B flat. But you don't have the 7s in this case. You just have all triad chords. But it functions the same. If you were to play it with the 7s, and then without the 7s, you hardly notice any difference. Function is the same. And the last example they have is Creep by Radiohead, where you're in the key of G, and it's a deceptive cadence. They play a B chord, which is like the 5 of the E minor, which is the 6th chord in the key of G, but you don't have to, it doesn't have to resolve there. It can move somewhere else and be a deceptive cadence. Like in this case, it's 1 major 1, and then a 3 major, and then it moves to 4, okay, which is not uncommon at all. So that's a lot of secondary dominants to chew on. Put some in your own music, like, you know, if you want to create more forward motion to get to a certain point in the music you're writing, then you can put in a secondary dominant just before it, anywhere. And if you want to add even more forward motion, you can put a secondary dominant before that and have a string of them. You know. So good luck.